Blue Jays. Your Blue Jays took their third consecutive game last night, second of this series, with a 6-4 beating of the St. Louis Mets. Blue Jays got that win by scoring three runs in two separate innings, including answering right back after St. Louis tied the game in the sixth with another three runs in the seventh. Michael Brewer got the three-inning save, his first professional save of his career, and Ohashi pitched well, 5 2/3, three earned runs. With the win, the Blue Jays improved to 35-36 overall and 3-2 in the second half. Now let's take a quick look at the standings. First, we'll start in the East as always. Daytona has gotten off to a hot start in this second half. They're 5-0, the Tortugas leading that division by 2.5 games. The Jupiter Hammerheads are in second. They are 2-2. St. Louis Mets are third. They're 1-3. And the Palm Beach Cardinals are in last at 1-4. In the West, Clearwater leads the way again. They're 4-1, the Threshers, with a one-game lead over Bradenton, your Blue Jays, and the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, all with identical 3-2 records. Tampa, they're in fifth. The Tarpons, they're 2-3. And Lakeland is in last place at 0-5. And we'll move ahead to tonight. On the bump for the St. Louis Mets is Jordani Ventura, the 22-year-old, making the start here tonight for the Mets. On the year, 4-2 with a 4.60 ERA through 13 total appearances and 11 starts. That's only between the St. Louis Mets at the single-A level. 47 total innings of work, 54 Ks. He's got good stuff, but he does walk a ton of guys. 39 total walks this season. And his last start out against Jupiter, he was solid, going 5 innings pitch, giving up just 1 run, 1 hit, while walking 4 but striking out 3. And for your Blue Jays, Pat Gallagher is on the bump for Dunedin. The righty getting the start for this game 3. And let's take a look at the lineups. First, for the St. Louis Mets, managed by Gilbert Gomez. Batting first in center field, Jet Williams. Batting second, the shortstop, Kevin Villavicencio. Batting third at third, Wilfredo Lara. Batting fourth, the DH, Vincent Perozzo. Batting fifth in right field, Karel Paz. Batting sixth in left field, Dylan Campos. Batting seventh at first base, Yurel Martinez. Batting eighth, the catcher, Fernando Villalobos. And rounding out the order for the Mets, batting ninth, the second baseman, Luis Castillo. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy. The boys look like this tonight. Batting first in left field, Angel Del Rosario. Batting second in center field, Roque Salinas. Batting third, the shortstop, Tucker Thoman. Batting fourth, the DH, Ryan McCarty. Batting fifth at third base, Jeff Wehler. Batting sixth in right field, J.C. Masson. Batting seventh at second base, Abiezel Ramirez. Batting eighth, the catcher, Nick Deschamps. And rounding out the order for your Blue Jays, batting ninth, the first baseman, Gene Arnaez. That'll do it for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. We'll be back in a few minutes for first pitch, scheduled for 6:10 p.m. Looks like we might end up being a little bit late, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We are getting set for Game 3 of this six-game set between the St. Lucie Mets and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Jordani Ventura on the bump for the Mets. Getting ready to throw that first pitch to Angel Del Rosario, who leads it off for Dunedin. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires, first pitch, down low, taken for a ball, 1-0. Blue Jays winners of their last three, taking the first two games of this series. Looking to clinch at least a series split here tonight. That one in there for a called strike, evens it up 1-1. This is an ABS game. Alex Lowry behind the plate. He'll indicate the balls and the strikes, but not necessarily make the call. Davion Frye, the umpire on the bases, he's down the first base line. 1-1, the pitch from Ventura. Bunt attempt there by Del Rosario to the left of the mound. Picked up the third, throw to first in time. Nice play there by Wilfredo Lara. One up, one down. A good attempt by Delro, but to no avail. Taking a look at the defense for the Mets in the outfield left to right. Dyrone Campos, Jet Williams, and Karel Paz. Along that infield third first, the aforementioned Wilfredo Lara. Kevin Villavicencio at short. Luis Castillo at second base, and Yurel Martinez at first with Fernando Villalobos behind the dish. One up, one down on the 5-3 putout. Now Roque Salinas' first pitch to him is taken upstairs for a ball, 1-0. Dunedin scored all six of their runs split between two innings. They started off the scoring with three in the second before St. Lucie answered back, and Roque went around on that one. That'll even it up 1-1. St. Lucie answered back with two of their own to make it 3-2. Then they finally tied it up on a solo shot by Wilfredo Lara in that sixth inning. But Dunedin answered right back with another three spot, taking a 6-3 lead, eventually winning 6-4. That one in there for a called strike. Now a 1-2 count to Roque. On the year, batting 199, a home run, 21 RBIs. Righty out of the windup, the 1-2 pitch, ground ball right side. That one hit the base, picked up. Bobbled by Martinez, but flips it over to first with Ventura covering. Tough play for Yurel Martinez. It almost ate him up. But it took a fortunate bounce for the Mets as it bounced off the first base bag and right to Martinez. 3-1 on that putout. Now Tucker Thomann batting in the three spot. Switch hitting shortstop tonight. Batting from the left side here against the righty. Out of the windup, first pitch to Thomann. That one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. Thomann on the year batting 232, five home runs, and a team leading 34 RBIs. That one lifted high towards right, going back his pass over towards the track, and he's got room. The wind knocked it down. Sounded great off the bat, but to no reward for Thomann on that good swing. We'll head to the bottom half of the first. No score here at Clover Park. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Yeah. Running on red lights. Pull up to the club just to get it in right. I do every night. You can call it limelight. I'ma call it my life. Shorty looking all right. DK jeans on skin tight. She been shaking that tail light.
To the back, hip hop on the hold out. Got the game on the go route. On the black that Tom Brady in this. I'm the GOAT now. Shorty, I'm so wild. Heartlands out the SoCal. Better know now.
I know we just met, but girl, let's roll.
We're back here, bottom half of the first inning. Pat Gallagher on the bump for your Blue Jays, making his fifth start on the year, sixth total appearance. He's been phenomenal as of late, pitching to a 3.66 ERA in this month of June. His last time out against Clearwater, six innings of one-run baseball, but he ended up taking the loss as the Blue Jays were shut out 1-0 in that ballgame. Very unfortunate loss for Pat to take. First pitch missed to Jet Williams, 1-0 to start it off. That one lifted towards left, going back towards the wall is Delaro. He turns, and that one's gone. Just like that, St. Lucie takes a one-run lead. Jet Williams, his fourth homer of the year, makes it 1-0 St. Lucie. Well, Gallagher gave up a run in the first inning of his last start and settled right down afterwards, pitching the next five-inning shutout. So let's see if that's in order tonight. Nobody on, nobody out now for Kevin Villavicencio. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start it off. Righty-righty matchup. That one a line shot over the head of the leaping Jeff Wehler into left field. Delaro with the pickup. Going towards second now is Villavicencio. The throw is going to beat him. He's out trying to extend that into a double. Delaro to Tolman to Abiazel Ramirez. That's out number one. Now let's meet the rest of the defense for you Blue Jays. In the outfield, left to right, Angel Del Rosario, Roque Salinas, and J.C. Masson. Along that infield, third to first, Jeff Wehler at third, Tucker Tolman at short, Abiazel Ramirez at second base, and Gene Arnaez at first with Nick Deschamps behind the plate. Seven six four on that put out. First pitch in there for a called strike to Wilfredo Lara. 0-1 to start him off. Caught and a miss there. Quickly down 0-2. First two Mets reaching base. The second out on the base paths, trying to extend that into a double. Now out of the windup, Gallagher. That one low and outside the slider. Tried to get him to chase after it. 1-2 now the count. Righty-righty matchup again. Wind blowing straight in from right field. That one a chopper up the middle. That's going to get through for a base hit. Three straight hits to start off the day for St. Lucie. That's going to put a runner on, one away. Now for Vincent Perozzo. Perozzo, tonight's DH for St. Lucie. Batting .248 on the year. Playing in his 45th game. Three home runs and 19 RBIs to his name. Lefty-righty matchup for the first time tonight. Gallagher working out of the stretch for the first time as well. Righty kicks, fires. That one fouled back up and over the netting into the stands. And it's 0-1 to start off Perozzo. Dunedin looking for their fourth consecutive victory and a clinch of, at the very least, a split of this series here in Port St. Lucie. First time these two teams are facing off this season. Blue Jays taking the first two. That one low and inside. Now a 1-1 count. This is the third win streak of the Blue Jays that has been three games or longer. Caught in a miss of that inside breaking ball. Popped a little bit away from Deschamps, but not far enough for Lara to try and take second base. He's 5 of 10 on the year. Those win streaks for the Blue Jays. A three-gamer back against Tampa early in the month of May, and a six-game winning streak back, ending the first series of the month of May in Fort Myers. Cutting a miss there. And down on strikes goes Vincent Perozzo. First strikeout for Gallagher. That'll bring up Karell Paz. Blue Jays taking the final five games of that Fort Myers series in the first game of the Clearwater series. That was right afterwards. So the Blue Jays now matching their second highest winning streak of the year. Righty kicks, fires, caught, and a miss there on the inside slider. 0-1 to start off Karell Paz. Another righty-lefty matchup. St. Lucie putting five lefties in this lineup this evening. The 0-1, that one in the dirt. Popped away from Deschamp, but again, not far enough for Lara to try and take second base. One and one the count. Paz on the year batting 250. That one fouled off his front foot in front of the mound. Alex Lowry quick to rule that one dead, and it's 1-2. 250 average on the year for Paz. No home runs, 8 RBIs. Playing in just his 22nd game of the year, he calls time. Alex Lowry grants it, and he'll take an extra couple seconds. Now the righty digging back in. One on, two down, a 1-2 count at the plate. Gallagher kicks, fires. There goes the runner. It's ripped down the line. It's hook and foul. Paz was way out in front of that one. Got a good barrel to it, but pulled it near the wall down there in foul territory, and it stays 1-2. Lara taking his time, getting back to the first base bag. Now a reset of the clock. Count still at 1-2. Gallagher comes set. Kicks, fires. That one in there. Called strike three. Fastball inside corner. Dotted it up. And that'll end the inning. St. Lucie takes an early 1-0 lead on the solo shot by Jet Williams. But two Ks in the inning for Gallagher right after. We'll head to the top half of the second here at Clover Park. St. Lucie leads 1-0.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you, oh. The way I breathe you in. Hey. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. Oh. And I see you, there's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up. Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
You ain't sure yet, but I'm for ya. All I could want, all I could wish for. Nights alone that we miss more. The days we save as souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time. And give you my whole life. My girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave a college torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her? Left her baggage for a mover.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah.
We're back here, top half of the second. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. 4-5-6 due up in this half inning for Dunedin. McCarty, Whaler, and Masson. Ventura back out there for his second inning worth of work. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires. First pitch, that one bounced on the plate. 1-0 to start off Ryan McCarty. McCarty on the year's average up to 256 on the season. An active team leading 6 home runs and 26 RBIs. He's been hitting the ball really well in this month of June. That one sent high towards center. Going back a little bit is Jet Williams, but he'll haul it in over the shoulder. One up, one down. Four straight outs to start off the day for Jordani Ventura. Now Jeff Whaler stepping up for the first time. Blue Jays third baseman tonight. Righty-righty matchup. Whaler playing in his 11th game of the year. 269 batting average, a home run, and four RBIs. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires. Looking to lay down a bunt. It's a good one. Off the mound is Ventura. Throw to first is in time. Oh, wow. What a play there by Jordani Ventura. Getting off the mound, making an off-balance throw to get the speedy Whaler on that bunt attempt. Second bunt attempt of the game by the Blue Jays. Neither one have been successful. That'll bring up J.C. Masson. Bases empty and two down. Lefty-righty matchup. First pitch. That one called a strike low outside corner. 0-1. Masson on the year batting 239. Hit his first home run of the year in game one of this series in that comeback 9-5 victory. Took that one down low. Now 1-1 count. That one upstairs. Evens it up, a ball and a strike. Rather, 2-1 the count. Ventura, low 90s fastball. And there it is, 92. Cutting a miss there by J.C. Masson. Ventura looking for back-to-back 1-2-3 innings to start off his day. Righty looks in, starts the windup, and the pitch. Caught and a miss. The high fastball got him to chase after it. Masson goes down swinging. First K for Ventura, back-to-back 1-2-3 innings by the Blue Jays offense. We'll head to the bottom half of the second here at Clover Park. Mets lead 1-0.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted till. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. You can't be right here. I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. When I'm away from you, I miss your touch.
We're back here. Bottom half of the second. Dairon Campos is going to lead things off for St. Lucie. 6-7-8 due up in this half inning. Campos, Martinez, and Villalobos. Looking to lay down a bunny. Pops it up, and it is caught in the air by Pat Gallagher. Went to the knee to scoop that ball. One pitch, one out, one up, one down in the inning. That's going to bring up Yuriel Martinez. So already in the bottom half of the second, we've seen three bunt attempts combined between the two teams. None of the three have been successful. One up, one down. Now Yuriel Martinez, chopper right side, charging in is Abiezel. Throw to first is in time, just being able to get Martinez in time. 4-3 put out. Ramirez is playing deep second base, had to charge into the infield grass to make that play. Got the throw off quickly enough to get the out, and that'll bring up Fernando Villalobos. Outs on back-to-back pitches for Pat Gallagher to start off this inning. Now first pitch, that one in there. Villalobos taken all the way. 0-1. That ends my dream of a three-pitch inning for Gallagher. That one just missed off the plate, evens it up 1-1. St. Lucie with a 1-0 lead here, bottom two. Righty kicks, fires. Now in a line shot right to Tucker Toman. And that'll end the inning. Just five pitches in the inning for Pat Gallagher. Three quick outs. We'll head to the top half of the third here at Clover Park. It's 1-0 Mets lead. We're back here, top half of the third. Abiezel Ramirez is going to lead things off. Bottom third in the order, all due up. Ramirez, Deschamps, and Arnaez. Jordani Ventura, two perfect innings to start off his day. First pitch, cut and a miss on that changeup. 0-1 to start off Abiezel Ramirez. Abiezel on the year, batting .212, two home runs, eight RBIs. Spent a little bit of time on the IL. That one ripped towards right. That's going to be for extra bases all the way over there in the corner. Abiezel rounding first. He's heading to second, and he'll stop there. No, he's going to steal, keep going. Throw down to third is not in time. Even with the hesitation, Abiezel had enough speed to get to third. A leadoff triple for Ramirez. A three-base hit to start off the inning. First hit of the day for the Blue Jays. Now they'll have quite a few chances here with a runner 90 feet away and nobody out. St. Lucie not bringing the infield in. Another righty-lefty matchup. Nick Deschamps stepping in. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch. That one drops in there on the outside corner. Backdoor slider, 0-1 to start off DeShomp. Righty still working out of the windup. Kicks, fires. Ground ball right side. That's going to score Ramirez. Picked up over there at second by Castillo. Throw to first in time. An RBI ground out, but Nick DeShomp does his job. Blue Jays tie it up here, top of the third, 1-1. Now Gene Arnaez with the bases empty, one out. Ventura out of that windup, the righty kicks, fires, first pitch to Arnaez, that one low. Takes that one for a ball, 1-0 to start him off. Angel Del Rosario, top of the order, waiting on deck. Arnaez this year, .316 average, hasn't gotten a ton of playing time. But when he has, he's made the most of it so far. Cuts and misses of that one. Now 1-1. Playing in his 17th game of the year. Getting the start at first base. Takes that one up and in. Yet to hit a home run, but two doubles and six RBIs for him. Two balls and a strike. The pitch. Fouled down and back. Evens it up 2-2. Arnaez, 18 of 57 on the year. Caught in a miss of that one in the dirt. Kept in front by Villalobos, third to first in time to complete the K. That'll be out number two. Second strikeout on the night for Ventura. Now top of the order, Angel Del Rosario stepping back in. First pitch, that one, fastball right down the pipe. 0-1 to start off Del Rosario. Tried to bunt his way on, but a really nice play by Wilfredo Lara had him out at first. That one up and in. Fastball 92 got away from Ventura that time. Ducking out of the way was Delro. A ball and a strike. The pitch. Low and outside. Two and one now the count to Del Rosario. And the pitch. That one caught. Low outside corner. The ABS system working for the Mets there. And it's 2-2. 2-2 pitch. Chopper, left side, softly hit. Charging in is Lara again. Throw to first is not going to be in time. Del Rosario beats it out for an infield single, and the inning will keep going. Now Roque Salinas stepping in for the second time. Grounded out to first and is only a bat. Now pitching out of the stretch, Ventura comes set. Kicks, fires, first pitch to Roque's in there in the inside corner, 0-1. Second hit of the night for the Blue Jays, both coming in this third inning. 1-1 ball game, Roque stepping in. Ventura comes set. Delro takes his lead, he is a threat to steal. And there he goes. That one low and inside. It gets away down to backstop and into second easily is going to be Del Rosario. A stolen bag for Angel Del Rosario. That's his 10th of the year. He's now in double digits. Blue Jays have another runner in scoring position here. Two down for Roque. 1-1 count. Righty kicks, fires. That one upstairs. Two balls and a strike. Chopper over towards short. Weird hop, but picked by Villavicencio. Throw to first in time to finish off the play and the inning. Blue Jays leave a runner on, but they tie up the ballgame. An RBI ground out by Nick Deschamps right after the leadoff triple by Abiezel Ramirez. We'll head to the bottom half of the third here at Clover Park. It's 1-1. Back here, bottom half of the third. Pat Gallagher back out for his third inning worth of work. Just five pitches needed to get through the second. That one lifted high towards right, back to the wall, and that one's gone. Luis Castillo, first pitch of the inning. He sends over the right center field fence, and immediately the Mets retake their lead. Sending it through the wind, an absolute bomb there by Castillo. Top and bottom of the order both hitting solo shots. That makes it 2-1 in favor of St. Lucie. That'll bring up Jet Williams again. First pitch, that one missed for a ball. 1-0 to start off Williams. Second homer of the night given up by Gallagher, both solo shots. Ground ball left side, backhanded by Whaler. Throw across the diamond in time. A little bit wide of the bag. Arnaez stretching out to get to it. And that's one away. That brings up Kevin Villavicencio, the shortstop. He singled and was out at second trying to turn it into a double. Nobody on, one away for the righty. Out of the windup, first pitch by Gallagher, chopper foul. 0-1 to start him off. That one low and outside. Evens up the count 1-1. Gallagher standing tall on that first base side of the rubber. Now starts to wind up, kicks, fires. Looked like the slider there. Swung over top there by Villavicencio, and it's 1-2. One One ball, two strikes, the pitch. Ground ball foul, left side. And he stays alive. Count stays at 1-2. Caught and a miss. Down swinging on that fastball. Goes via Vicencio. Third K of the night for Gallagher. That's two down in the inning. And it'll bring up Wilfredo Lara. That one fouled straight down and back. Oh, and one to start off Wilfredo Lara. He singled into center field and is only a bat thus far. That was followed up by back-to-back Ks by Gallagher to get out of the inning. Out of the windup, the righty, the 0-1 pitch. Caught and a miss there, that one in the dirt. An 0-2 count now to Lara. No balls, two strikes, the pitch. Caught and a miss. Another back-to-back K's to end an inning. But St. Lucie retakes the lead on the solo shot by Luis Castillo. We'll head to the top half of the fourth here at Clover Park. 2-1, St. Lucie in front.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm on an island, even when you're close, can't take the silence.
We're back here, top half of the fourth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're a third of the way through this ballgame already. 2-1 lead for St. Lucie. Tucker Thoman leading things off here for Dunedin. 3-4-5, I'll do up. As Thoman takes that first pitch in the dirt inside. 1-0 to start him off. Thoman, McCarty, and Whaler, I'll do up in this half inning for Dunedin. Out of the windup, the righty Ventura in his third inning, rather in his fourth inning worth of work. That one off the plate outside, now a 2-0 count. Thoman gave a ride to one into right, but the wind knocked it down. 0-for-1 so far tonight. The 2-0 pitch, that one upstairs and outside. Now a 3-0 count to start off Thoman and the inning. Tour just the one run so far. That one in there, outside corner. Close pitch, but Thoman taking all the way. Caught that out of third. Now a 3-1 count. Lefty righty matchup with the switch hitting shortstop. Ventura out of the windup. Fouled off. Ventura gets back in the count now full, 3-2. Time called at the plate by Thoman. He'll take an extra few seconds. Ryan McCarty waiting on deck. And the 3-2 pitch. That one, a line shot left side. That's going to fall for a base hit. Into left field, picked up by Campos. Wide turn by Tolman. But he's into first with a leadoff single. Leadoff man aboard for the second inning in a row for the Blue Jays. Now Ryan McCarty stepping in for the second time. Flew out to center and is only at bat thus far, 0-1. Ventura out of the stretch. Kicks, fires, first pitch to McCarty. That one just below the zone, 1-0 to start him off. Tolman on first. Not really a threat to steal, but he's taking a decent lead right now. Ventura hasn't looked at him once. Now move over and away from the first baseman, but close to the first base bag. Martinez, that one was in the dirt. He couldn't scoop it cleanly. Had it been a good throw, I think they get Tolman. That's exactly what George Carroll's telling him right now. First disengagement for Ventura. Now he comes set. The 1-0. That one off the plate outside. Good take there by McCarty. It's 2-0. To a pitch, caught and a miss. Really nice slider there by Ventura. Had McCarty fooled. Two balls and a strike. Ventura looking in. Comes set. Another move over to first and a balk is called on Jordani Ventura. I think they would have had Tolman. Alex Lowry tapping on his right leg, saying there might have been a hitch in that step to first on that turnaround pickoff move. So that's going to put Tolman in scoring position on the balk. Nobody out here in the inning. The 2-1 pitch to McCarty. Ground ball right side. That's going to move Tolman over to third. Picked up by Castillo. Throw to first in time. That's out number one. So a productive out for Ryan McCarty. Moves Tolman 90 feet closer, now 90 feet away. Jeff Wehler will step in for the second time. He attempted a bunt in his first at bat unsuccessfully. A really nice play by Ventura to cut him down. Now the infield will come in for St. Lucie. Runner on third, one away. First pitch. That one skips in the left-handed batter's box, but well snagged by Villalobos. 1-0 to start off Wehler. Righty kicks, fires, cut and a miss. One ball, one strike. Pitch by Ventura, that one low and outside. 2-1 now the count to Wehler. Tapper foul right off the end of the bat towards the Blue Jays dugout. That'll even it up 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. J.C. Masson waiting on deck. He might also get a chance here with Tolman at third. The 2-2 pitch. Line shot up the middle. An RBI single for Jeff Wehler. Blue Jays tie it right back up. It's 2-2. Jeff Wehler on first, one away. Wehler with his fifth RBI as a Blue Jay. Ties things up here, top half of the fourth. Now J.C. Masson stepping in for the second time. He struck out swinging and is only at bat. Righty-lefty matchup. First pitch, that one inside. 1-0 to start off Masson. Wehler taking his lead off first. There he goes. That one skips. Throw down to second. Not going to be there in time. Jeff Wehler into second base with a stolen base. Stolen bag, stolen base, whatever. That'll make it a 2-0 count with a runner in scoring position now for Masson. Wehler now 4 of 6 on the year. Chance here for the Blue Jays to take their first lead of the night. Masson takes that one inside. Now a 3-0 count. Three balls, no strikes. The pitch. That one upstairs. A four-pitch walk to J.C. Masson. That gets Fernando Villalobos out from behind the plate. He's going to go out and try and calm down Ventura after that four-pitch walk. That's going to bring up Abiezel Ramirez. Runners on first and second. A leadoff triple to start off the last inning. Came around and scored the first run for Dunedin. That tied it up at one at a time. Now a 2-2 ball game. Runners on first and second, one away. Caught and a miss, trying to hammer that first pitch breaking ball. 0-1 to start him off. Ramirez, the switch hitter, batting from the left side again here against Ventura. Righty kicks, fires. That one gets away from Villalobos. That's going to be a passed ball. Went off the end of his mitt. Wasn't too far inside off the plate. Now both runners will advance into second and third. That should go down as a passed ball on Villalobos. That was actually called a strike, so an 0-2 count. Now the pitch. Checking his swing of that one inside and called strike three. Wow, ABS helped out the Mets twice there. That one looked inside. Down looking goes Ramirez. That'll bring up Nick Deschamps. An RBI ground out and is only at bat thus far, 0-1. Righty-lefty matchup. The infield shaded over to that right side. First pitch, that one called a strike inside corner. They actually ruled that as a wild pitch on Ventura. I don't know how you can have a wild pitch when it's in the zone, allegedly. The 0-1, that one inside. One ball, one strike. the pitch. That one inside corner called a strike. One and two now, the count to Deschamps. Whaler on third. J.C. Masson on second base. Chance here for the Blue Jays to take their first lead of the night. Ventura kicks, fires. Ground ball right side. That's going to be picked up by Martinez. He'll take it himself, step on the bag, and that will end the inning. But the Blue Jays tie the game right back up. An RBI single by Jeff Whaler makes it 2-2. They do leave two runners in scoring position, and we'll head to the bottom half of the fourth here at Clover Park. We're all tied up 2-2.
You know I got your number all night. I'm always on your team, I got your back, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna put you into the spotlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. I will follow you way down, wherever you may go. I follow you way down to your deepest low. I'll always be around, wherever life takes you. You know I follow you. Call you up, you've been crying all night. You're only disappointed in yourself, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna take you into the sunlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. I will follow you way down, wherever you may go. I follow you way down to your deepest low. I'll always be around, wherever life takes you. You know I follow you.
We're back here, bottom half of the fourth. Pat Gallagher back out for his fourth inning worth of work. Vincent Perozzo, the DH, going to lead things off for St. Lucie. Middle third of the order, Perozzo, Paz, and Campos all do up in this half inning. A 2-2 ball game. Blue Jays coming right back again. First pitch, did he go around? He did not. Low and inside, 1-0 to start off Perozzo. Gallagher, two runs given up so far, both on solo shots. Righty kicks, fires that one in there. Drops a breaking ball into the top of the zone. Evens it up 1-1. Now a chopper over towards short. Toman timing it up, throw to first in time. Nice play there by Toman. It's an easy play to get caught trying to be too aggressive, but Toman played it perfectly. Chopped right in front of the plate, took a high bounce, and he let it hit the turf again before he went after it, knowing he had time to make the play. One up, one down in the inning. Now Karel Paz stepping in. He struck out looking in his only at bat thus far. First pitch taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Gallagher out of the windup. Caught and a miss on the changeup. The 1-1. Ground ball foul towards the Blue Jays dugout. Hit the railing with a couple guys getting out of the way just in case. One ball, two strikes, nobody on and one away. Gallagher starts the windup, the 1-2 pitch. That one low and outside. Evens it right back up 2-2. That one in on the hands, popped up into foul territory left side. Out there is Jeff Whaler by himself. He's going to make the grab. I think Nick Deschamps had trouble finding it. Never really went down the third base line, just to the left of the plate. But Jeff Whaler was quick to call it and make the grab for out number two. That'll bring up Tyrone Campos. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch, that one just off the plate. 1-0 to start it off with that fastball. Campos tried to reach on a bunt, popped it up right to Gallagher. That one bounced in front of the plate. Now a 2-0 count. Ground ball through the right side. Opposite field knock for Campos. That's going to extend the inning, and he trips over the bag. Luckily for him, that throw is to second. Campos looks to be all right. Just a little bit of a bruised, some bruised pride there on the first base bag. First pitch to Yurel Martinez. In there for a called strike. 0-1 to start it off. Righty-lefty matchup. Three straight lefties coming up for St. Lucie. Caught and a miss there. Now 0-2. No action, it looks like, in the Blue Jays bullpen. Gallagher with a low pitch count, just 44 so far. The 0-2 pitch, there goes the runner. No, he stopped, and either way, cut at and missed that one in the dirt. Martinez tagged out by Deschamps, and that'll end the inning. Fourth K of the night for Gallagher. We'll head to the top of the fifth. 2-2 ball game. We're tied up here at Clover Park.
Tracks shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to give me three steps, simple man and Curtis Lowe. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the beers are pouring till Monday morning, and we start it all over again. And these are my people. This is where I come from.
We're back here, top half of the fifth. Gene Arnaia is going to lead things off. Jordani Ventura back out for his fifth inning worth of work. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch to Arnaia is taken up and inside for a ball. Rather, 1-0 to start him off. Arnaia struck out swinging and is only at bat thus far. One of three strikeout victims by Ventura tonight. Ground ball left side, that'll be picked up by Lara. Throw across the infield in time, a 5-3 putout. One up, one down. Now Angel Del Rosario stepping in for the third time. One for two on the night. Out on a bunt attempt to third. And then reached on an infield single to third on what was basically a swinging bunt. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch by Ventura. That one hit Del Rosario. Lost the grip on that breaking ball. Delro actually leaned inside as it was starting off behind him. That broke back into him, and that'll put a runner on with one out for Roque Salinas. Righty-lefty matchup. Delro stole a bag his last time on the base paths. There he goes again. Cut and a miss. Throw down to second is going to be in time. Away from the tag. He's out. A little bit of a late break there by Del Rosario. Didn't get a great jump. And it looked like they were expecting it. A high fastball is what Roque chased after. And the throw down to second had plenty of time, plenty of zip by Villalobos. So that gets rid of that hit by pitch. Now base is empty, two down for Roque. Looking to lay down a bunt down the third base line. It's going to roll foul. Really nice attempt by Roque, but just pushed it a hair to the left of that third base line. Picked up less than a foot away by Wilfredo Lara. Now Roque coming back to the box. He's down 0-2. No balls, two strikes. The pitch fouled back, up and out of play. No balls, two strikes. Ventura back out of the windup. The pitch. That one off the plate outside. And Lara thought that was going to be strike three. Went to throw down to Wilfredo Lara over there at third. Rather, Villalobos thought that was going to be strike three. But it's 1-2. And the pitch. That one line, foul left side. Roque getting a good piece of that one. Taking some time as that one had to be retrieved in left field corner by Dairon Campos. That one in the dirt. Evens it up 2-2 now. Nobody on, two outs. Two-two pitch, bounces in front of the plate. Now a full count to Roque. Full count, two down, nobody on. Ventura up to 71 pitches now. Trying to get through his fifth inning. Time called, and it's going to be a pitch clock violation on Jordani Ventura. Didn't start the windup in time. That's going to be an automatic walk. That puts Roque on first base. Keeps the inning going. Now Tucker Thoman. Singled and scored his last time up. That being in the fourth inning, he tied up the ball game. First pitch, that one bounces inside. 1-0 to start off Thoman. Tied up 2-2 here in this top half of the fifth inning. Again, the Blue Jays looking for their fourth consecutive victory. Trying to continue a pretty solid start to this second half. That one inside. 2-0. Currently tied for second in the division with three teams. all at 3-2. Bradenton and Fort Myers, who were the closest to the Blue Jays in the standings to end the first half. 2-0, caught and a miss. Big hack at that one by Toman, and it's 2-1. There's still so much time in this second half of the season. 61 games, including tonight, as a matter of fact. But at the moment, it looks like it's going to be a dogfight between the three teams currently in second place, if I had to take a guess again. That one inside, now a 3-1 count. Bradenton, Dunedin, and Fort Myers all going to be vying for that second playoff spot in the West Division. Clearwater, they're 4-1 to start off this second half, continuing what they did in the first. Now move over to first, and back in time is Roque. And a balk is called on Ventura again. Both Davion Fry and Alex Lowry threw their hands up in the air, calling time. That's going to move Roque into scoring position. Second balk of the night by Jordani Ventura, and there's been no qualms from the St. Lucie dugout. Three balls, one strike. Ventura comes set. Kicks, fires. Caught in a miss there. What looked to be the changeup by Ventura. Now a full count, two down, a runner in scoring position. Time called to the plate. Full count, two down, a runner on second for Tucker Toman. Ventura comes set. Payoff pitch. That one, low and inside. Toman draws the walk. Back-to-back walks to keep the inning alive for the Blue Jays. That's going to bring up Ryan McCarty. That gets Villalobos out from behind the dish again, and Dan McKinney's going to join them. Catcher starting the mound visit. That prompts the pitching coach to come out and join. It'll be runners on first and second, two down for Ryan McCarty. Back-to-back walks, the first one being an automatic walk due to a pitch clock violation on Ventura. Ryan McCarty up for the third time. He's 0 for 2. He's been the best hitter in the Blue Jays, most consistent hitter, definitely, in the Blue Jays lineup in this month. He's gotten his average to start off the day. He was at 256 now, 0 for 2. He's down to 253. That checks out. He's gotten his average up in the mid-200s in this month of June by hitting 288 so far this calendar month. This is the last day of the month. Trying to end it on a high note. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch by Ventura. Low and outside. Yank that slider, 1-0. Now the 1-0, checking his swing at that one. Move the bat a little, but never offered to that pitch. Low and outside again on the slider. Now 2-0. Time called at the plate by McCarty. Now digging back in. Ventura comes set. The 2-0. Low and outside. Bounce that time. Now a 3-0 count to McCarty. Can't tell if there's anybody warming up in that St. Lucie pen. They moved the bullpens in the offseason, so it's really tough to see from here. Three 3-0 count. Runners on first and second. The pitch. Low and outside, a four-pitch walk to Toman. That's going to load the bases now for Jeff Wehler. Three straight walks to keep this inning going. That's going to prompt Gilbert Gomez to come out of the dugout. St. Lucie did, in fact, have someone warming up, and they're going to make a call to the bullpen. New pitcher for the Mets. When we return, Ventura just couldn't get that last out to get through five. He exits after 4 2/3. Two runs allowed, but he's responsible for all the runners aboard for Dunedin. We'll meet the new pitcher when we return. 2-2 ball game here, top of the fifth. We're back here, top half of the fifth. Bases loaded for Jeff Wehler. Elliot Johnstone is the new pitcher for the Mets. 24-year-old out of New Zealand. First pitch taken down low in the dirt. 1-0 to start off Wehler. Johnstone on for the 11th time this year, a 2-1 record with a 5.40 ERA through 18 and a third. Blue Jays. Loading the bases with three straight walks issued by Jordani Ventura to end his day. Checking his swing. Did he go around? He did not. Much to the chagrin of the Mets dugout. Really close on that check swing, but Davion Fry said he did not offer. A 2-0 count. An RBI single in his last at bat by Wehler. That tied up the ballgame in the fourth inning. Now a chance to give Dunedin the lead. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires. That one skips. Now a 3-0 count to Wehler with the bases loaded. Wehler will undoubtedly have the red light here with a 3-0 count and the bases full of birds. Elliot Johnstone, the pitch. That one in there. Fires in a fastball right down the middle, and Wehler has to take. Finally able to put one in the zone. Now a 3-1 count. Righty kicks, fires. Foul tip in and out of the mid of Villalobos. I think that would have been a fastball up above the zone, but Wehler swinging at it. Just getting a piece to it. Now a full count. Two down. Bases loaded for Dunedin. Johnstone working out of the windup. Payoff pitch. Caught and a miss. Down swing and goes Wehler. I think that would have been ball four as well. But Wehler leaves the bases loaded. The Blue Jays lose their opportunity to take their first lead. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth. Gallagher back out for his fifth inning worth of work. We're halfway through this ball game here at Clover Park, 2-2. We're tied. We're back here, bottom half of the fifth. Fernando Villalobos, the catcher, going to lead things off for St. Lucie. 8-9-1 due up. Villalobos, Castillo, and back up to the top with Jet Williams. Out of the windup, Gallagher kicks, fires, first pitch. In there, outside corner for a called strike, 0-1. Two runs allowed on two solo shots, by Gallagher so far today. That one missed down low, evens up the count 1-1. Fifth inning worth of work for Pat. The 1-1, off the plate outside, now 2-1 the count. Blue Jays leaving the bases loaded after three straight walks by Jordani Ventura. Elliot Johnstone able to get out of that inning with a strikeout of Jeff Wehler. That one low, now a 3-1 count to Villalobos. Three balls and a strike. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. Villalobos swinging out of his shoes there. 3-2. Time called at the plate. Now Villalobos digging back in. Three-two pitch. Fouled straight down and back. Just able to get a piece of it, and he stays alive. Gallagher, the 3-2 pitch. That one in the dirt. A leadoff walk issued to Fernando Villalobos. That's going to put a runner on. Nobody out now for Luis Castillo. Castillo gave the Mets a brief lead with a solo shot in the third inning, making it 2-1, up for the second time. Righty-lefty matchup. Gallagher, first pitch. Caught, and a miss. Gave him the changeup, and he was out in front of it, 0-1. That one missed. A little off the plate. Evens up the count, 1-1. Villalobos, the catcher, on first base. Righty out of the stretch. Kicks, fires, the 1-1. That one in there. Nice slider right of the knees. Now a 1-2 count. Villalobos, obviously being a catcher at first glance, not a threat to go, and the stats back it up. He hasn't gone all year. That one missed the mark. Nick Deschamps had to slide over to his right, thinking that pitch was going to come outside. It was inside. Now 2-2 count. Gallagher. Kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. Blew the fastball by him outside corner. Down swing and goes Castillo. Fifth strikeout of the night for Gallagher. That's out number one. Now Jet Williams stepping in for the third time. 1-for-2 with that solo shot to lead off the bottom half of the first inning. Caught and a miss there on the slider. 0-1 to start him off. Righty-righty matchup. Infield shaded over to the left side. Now that one down low, a little bit outside. Slider couldn't get him to chase after it. Got the glove point by Deshaun. It's exactly what they wanted. One-one pitch. Ground ball, high chopper, picked up by Tome, and he's going to have to go to first with it. Long throw is not going to be in time. Straight down and a high chopper over the head of Jeff Wehler. Tome and the shortstop had to back him up. That took a lot of time to get into the glove of Tome, and no chance on the throw to first, an infield single for Jet Williams. First and second, one away. Another righty-righty matchup. Kevin Villavicencio. Gallagher kicks, fires. That one lifted right side towards the line out there. And that's going to get out of reach of Gene Arnaez. He was the only Blue Jay who really had a chance. J.C. Masson was trying to charge in from right field, but too far away from him. It was just out of the reach of Gene Arnaez. So an 0-1 count to start off Villavicencio. Blue Jays infield in double play depth. The 0-1, that one in the dirt. Ground ball over to short. Could be two. Picked up. Throw to second. Over to first. In time. An inning ending. 6-4-3 double play. Tome to Ramirez to Arnaez. That gets rid of the threat. And we'll head on to the top of the sixth. It's still 2-2 here at Clover Park. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Put your loving hand out. I'm begging. I'm begging, begging you to put your loving hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you to put your loving hand out, darling. Riding high. King. I played it hard and fast, I had everything. I walked away, you want me then. But easy come and easy go, and it would end. So anytime I bleed, you let me go. Yeah, anytime I feel, you got me, no. Anytime I see, you let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. Cause I'm begging. Put your loving hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you. And put your loving hand out, darling. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man. The kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live.
why the basement? Why we got good, she don't embrace it. Why the feel for the need to replace me? You're the wrong way, trying to get good. I went up in a feature town where we could be at. Like a heart in a bad way, shit.
We're back here, top half of the sixth. JC Masson's going to lead things off. Masson, Ramirez, and Deshaun, the 6-7-8 hitters, all due up. First pitch in there for a called strike to JC. 0-1 to start him off. Luis Montas is the new pitcher, the minor league rehabber. Ground ball, right side, charging in as Castillo picks it up. Sidearm throw in there in time. One up, one down to start off the inning for Montas. Biazel Ramirez going to lead, rather, not lead things off, but come up next. Here, top half of the sixth inning, a 2-2 ball game. First pitch lined over the netting and way out of the park. 0-1 to start off of Biazel. 1-for-2 on the day with a triple and a run scored. Out of the windup, Montas kicks, fires, ground ball towards the other side. Over to his own dugout, and it'll be 0-2. Montas in his third appearance here for the St. Lucie Mets. Three innings of shutout baseball, just two hits allowed. Ground ball right side, foul again. George Carroll trying to make the pickup, but it bounces off his hand, and now he has to go corral it again, and the count stays 0-2. Out of the windup, the 0-2 pitch, low and outside. Elliot Johnstone coming in for just one out. Full count strikeout with the bases loaded. The 1-2, that one called strike three. Ramirez thought it was farther inside than it was. He goes down looking for out number two for a strikeout for Montas. That brings up Nick Deschamps. First pitch, missed low, 1-0 to start him off. 94-mile-an-hour fastball there by Montas. The 1-0, that one up and in. Deschamps getting the hands out of the way. Takes it for a ball, now 2-0. That one in there. Gets a strike on the board now. 2-1 count. Two balls and a strike. Bases empty. Two down. That one in the dirt. Now a 3-1 count to Nick Deschamps. Final lines for the first two St. Lucie pitchers. Jordani Ventura, 4.2 innings of work. Four hits, two runs, both earned. Four walks and three Ks. And for Johnstone, just the .1 inning worth of work. The 1K, nothing else. That one inside, a walk drawn by Nick Deschamps. That'll keep the inning going and brings up Gene Arnaez. First pitch to Arnaez, ground ball left side, picked up by Villavicencio, going to second with it, and they get the force of Deschamps. That'll end the inning. No runs, no hits, one man left the board. We'll head to the bottom half of the sixth. We're still tied up here at Clover Park, 2-2.
I be like, geez, sunset on the beach, make me wanna pull up from Miami with the heat. I don't know about you. Something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be hot and cold. It's dichotomy. Rock.
rock with me, we some prodigies. Lottie, daddy, we party. The heroes stand in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us, and if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be out of hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving on all the options, despite everything that they're saying. My mama proud as she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me, but even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold.
Kill they violent. Look at me, look at me. I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island, private. Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it. Can't even put that shit down and write it. Write it. Yeah, sun shining 24/7. Clouds floating. Wait, is this heaven? Didn't even die to get here. Yeah, looking for the top is so clear. Yeah.
We're back here, bottom half of the sixth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Pat Gallagher out for his sixth inning worth of work. Two runs through the first five. Now Chopper on the first pitch, picked up by Wehler. Throw to first is that gets away, and now it's picked up by Deschamps, and on the bag is Wilfredo Lara. Gene Arnaez couldn't see it. The sun in his eyes there at first base. It was a little bit low. It's going to go down as an E5, unfortunately. It bounced right in front of the first base bag, right there on the corner, third base corner of the bag. Really unlucky play there by the Blue Jays. It goes down as an error. Tough sight lines there for Arnaez. Right now he's shielding his face in case of a pickoff move. Righty comes set, kicks, fires. There goes the runner, and it's fouled off towards the Blue Jays dugout, and they're having trouble seeing it. Much different angle that this ballpark is at compared to TD. TD ballpark, the sun sets behind the first base line, so it comes into effect sometimes at third, short, and in the left field area. Never at first. Now, ground ball right side, foul. Oh, and two, the count to Vincent Peroza with that runner on first. Righty comes set. Gallagher, move over to first, and back in time is Wilfredo Lara. Oh, and two. Gallagher, the pitch. That one, low and inside. Called strike three. ABS again. I think there's been three or four strikeouts that would have never been called if it weren't for ABS. Well, that's out number one of the inning. Strikeout number six on the night for Gallagher. Move over to first, and back in time again is Lara. Gallagher. First pitch to Karel Paz, taken up and out for a ball, 1-0. And that one off the plate outside with a slider. Now a 2-0 count to Karell Paz. They rule that as an error on Gene Arnaez on the play. An unfortunate error for him that has to pick up. Now the 2-0. That one in there. Slider on the outside corner. Puts a strike on the board. Now a 2-1 count. Runner on first. One away. Blue Jays ended the last inning with a double play. That one lifted towards center. Coming in is Roque into left center field. He'll settle and make the grab for out number two. Two down now, Dairon Campos. He's up for the third time, 1-for-2. Tried to bunt his way on the first time, and he popped out to Pat Gallagher. And he singled into right field, hitting the ball the opposite way. First pitch to Campos. That one hammered to left. Back, and that one's gone. Third homer of the night by the St. Lucie Mets. Second homer of the year by Campos. Gallagher hung up that breaking ball. Campos made him pay. Mets take a 4-2 lead. Now there's some exchange going on between Dairon Campos and Nick Deschamps at the plate. Alex Lowry had to get in between the two. It's just words right now, but let's see if that develops into anything further. Donnie Murphy out of the dugout. That's going to be it for Pat Gallagher. The Blue Jays will go to the bullpen. And a new pitcher for the Blue Jays. So Gallagher was trying to get through six, and for the second straight night, the Blue Jays have to go to the bullpen with two outs in the inning. We'll talk about the new pitcher when we return. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Back here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Liam Mendez is going to be the new pitcher for the Blue Jays. Yoel Martinez will be the batter. Bases empty, two down. We're taking a second. I'm not exactly sure why, but now we're good to go. Mendez takes over here in this sixth inning. Mid-inning pitching change for Dunedin. For the third game in a row, the starter not completing the inning that they come out here for. Now that one off the plate outside to start it off, 1-0. Liam Mendez on for the sixth time this year for Dunedin. That one drops in there for a strike. Evens it up 1-1. One. on the year for Mendez. 4 2/3 innings of work. That one lifted high towards right, but coming in now is Masson over at the line. He'll make the grab, and that will end the inning. Three pitches to get out of the inning for Liam Mendez. Gets the fly out to right. We'll head to the top of the seventh here at Clover Park. We're 2/3 away through this ballgame. Mets take a 2-run lead, 4-2 after six. We're back here, top of the seventh. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. New pitcher for the Mets, the right-hander, number 49, Sal Garcia. First pitch to Angel Del Rosario to lead off the inning, in there for a called strike, 0-1. And that one behind Del Rosario, did that hit him too? It did. That is right after a little bit of a heated discussion between Nick Deschamm and Dairon Campos at the plate after that two-run shot. Hopefully, if that was intentional, that's all it is. And that's all it will come to be. Now Garcia, he comes set, runner on first and nobody out. First pitch to Roque, looking to lay down a bunt. He pulls back, takes it outside for a ball. Del Rosario on first. He's already attempted to steal twice. He was successful once. And there he goes again. That one gets back to the backstop. Del Rosario is still diving into second. Took a favorable bounce anyway. Back to Villalobos. And into second. Del Rosario goes with the second stolen base of the night. Del Rosario with his 11th stolen bag of the year. Puts himself in scoring position here. Nobody out. And there he goes again. Throw down to third, and it's not in time. Another stolen base for Angel Del Rosario. Third of the night. Gets himself 90 feet away on two pitches. Make that 12 on the year for Del Rosario now. Runner on third, nobody out. A good chance for the Blue Jays to answer right back. Righty-lefty matchup. It's a 2-1 count to Roque. Righty kicks, fires. That one lifted towards center. That's going to fall for a base hit. Picked up by Williams. The throw is going to be to the plate. It's down the line. It gets a little bit away, but Villalobos quick to recover. An RBI single for Roque Salinas puts the Blue Jays back to within one. So the speed of Del Rosario gives the Blue Jays the chance to cut it to within one. Now Tucker Thoman stepping in, batting from the left side against the righty again. Runner on first, nobody out in a 4-3 ball game. First pitch, that one in there outside corner. Roque with the RBI single, his first hit of the night. Driving in, RBI number 22 of the year. The 0-1 misses low and outside. Now a 1-1 count. Both of those final two runs given up by Gallagher on that solo shot are unearned due to the error to start off the game, rather the inning, in that sixth. 95-mile-an-hour fastball cut and a miss by Thoman, and it's 1-2. Gallagher should have been out of that inning had the sun not gotten in the eyes of Gene Arnaez on that throw by Jeff Wehler. That's the world we live in. The 1-2 pitch. Caught and a miss on the high fastball. Thoman goes down swinging. First out, first K for Sal Garcia. That's going to bring up Ryan McCarty now for the fourth time. He's 0-2 with a walk. First pitch, that one in there. 94-mile-an-hour fastball to start off McCarty 0-1. Garcia is making his 13th appearance, ninth out of the bullpen. Ground ball foul, now an 0-2 count to McCarty. 2-4 win-loss record, a 4.71 ERA through 36 and a third so far this year. 52 Ks through 36 and a third. Righty kicks, fires, that one off the plate, just missed. Now the 1-2, that one in there, called strike three. McCarty goes down looking, fastball in the outside corner. Back-to-back Ks, now Jeff Wehler is going to step in. I don't see anybody warming up in the pen for the Blue Jays. So I believe Mendez will come back out. Actually, now that I say that, I think I see someone out there on the mound. That one, the slider, comes back in. Now an 0-2 count quickly to start off Jeff Wehler. Righty-righty matchup. The 0-2 pitch. That one off the plate. One and two, now the count to Wehler. Roque still over there at first base. Righty comes set, out of the stretch. Kicks, fires, there goes Roque, and it's fouled back to the screen. Roque trying to get himself in scoring position. One and two. That one lifted up into the infield, into foul territory. It's fading over towards the Blue Jays dugout, and they'll have room. Yurel Martinez makes the grab right there in front of the steps. That'll be the inning. Blue Jays get one back on the RBI single by Roque Salinas. They make it 4-3. We'll head to the bottom half of the seventh here at Clover Park. It's stretch time here in Port St. Lucie. Mets leading by 1-4-3.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
Up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey,
we're back here in the bottom half of the seventh. Lazaro Estrada is going to be the new wing for the Blue Jays. The righty out of Cuba making his 18th appearance on the year. A 1-0 win-loss record with a 3.31 ERA through 35 and a third. He's 4-4 in save situations as well. 4-4-4, I should say. First pitch, that one. Low and outside. 1-0 to start off Fernando Villalobos leading this inning off. Estrada's last time out pitched 3 shutout innings against Clearwater in Sunday's Game 6. Got the win in that ball game as he entered the game in the 7th with a 2-2 tie game at his hands. And Jeff Wehler walked it off in the 9th. Out of the windup, the 1-1 pitch. That one inside now, 2-1. Villalobos up for the third time. He's 0-for-1. Reached on a walk in his last plate appearance. Estrada kicks, fires. Caught in a miss there. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. And it's 2-2. Three balls, 2 strikes. Time called to the plate by Villalobos. He'll take an extra second. Now Estrada out of the windup. 2-2 pitch. Caught and a miss. 95 blew it by him. One batter, 1K for Estrada. That'll bring up Luis Castillo. Final lines for Pat Gallagher and for Liam Mendez. For Gallagher, 5 2/3, 7 hits, 4 runs, only 2 earned, 1 walk, and 7 Ks. Liam Mendez, just the 1 out, 0.1 innings worth of work. No runs, no hits, no walks, no Ks. First pitch fouled back to the screen, 0-1 to start off Luis Castillo. Castillo 1-for-2 on the day, a solo shot in his first at-bat, struck out swinging the last time up. Lefty-righty matchup. Estrada, the 0-1, fouled off again. Castillo quickly down 0-2. Out of the windup, the 0-2 pitch. Lifted, up into the infield. Tucker Tolman with his feet now on the outfield grass. He'll make the grab about three steps onto the outfield, and that's two down. Now Jet Williams up for the fourth time tonight. 2-for-3. Solo homer in that first inning, and an infield single his last time up. Estrada, first pitch. That one in there. Fires in a fastball at 94. 0-1 to start him off. I think only fastballs have been thrown by Estrada so far in this outing. The 0-1. Caught and a miss. Fastball up high, 95, but he chased after it. And Williams is down 0-2. No balls, two strikes, the pitch. That one just off the plate. Estrada thought he dotted up 95. But ABS just didn't like it enough. Can't wait to see where that one was. And the 1-2. Foul tip back to the screen. Williams stays alive. And that was just off. But Williams had that fastball timed up on that swing. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. That one upstairs. Evens it up 2-2. That one lifted towards left center. Up in the air. Who's calling for it? It's going to be Del Rosario. I think there was a late call there by Roque. They almost had a pretty tough collision there in left center field. But Delro able to keep the glove in line for that play and get out of the way of Roque at the same time. 1-2-3 go the Mets. We'll head to the top half of the eighth. St. Lucie leading 4-3.
Sat in the room with platinum and gold eyes, dancing, catch your eye, you be mesmerized, oh. Find the corner there, your hands in my hair, finally we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night, no. Don't go yet.
We're back here, top of the eighth. J.C. Masson leading things off for Dunedin. Sal Garcia back out for his second inning worth of work. Righty-lefty matchup to get this eighth inning started. First pitch to Masson, taken upstairs for a ball 1-0. 1-2-3 inning by Lazaro Estrada. In the top half of this frame, rather bottom half of the last frame. Keep forgetting we're not at home. Just so used to TD Ballpark. Righty comes set, the 1-0. That one drops in there. Now a 1-1 count to Masson. J.C. Masson, Abiezel Ramirez, and Nick Deschamps. 6, 7, 8 hitters all due up in this half inning for Dunedin. That one in there, outside corner. Masson thought he watched it out, but it just creeped back in. Now a 1-2 count at the plate. 0 for 2 on the day with a walk. That one well off the plate outside. Now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Garcia comes set. That one inside. Now a full count to the first batter of the inning. Masson calls time at the plate. Gets a reset of the clock. Now digging back in. Three-two pitch. Low and inside. Ball four. Masson draws the walk. That'll put a runner on. Nobody out for Abiezel Ramirez. First pitch, low and inside, bounced. Villalobos able to glove it. 1-0 to start off Ramirez. Led off the third inning with a triple, came around and scored the Blue Jays' first run. 0-2, 2Ks both looking since. Runner on first and nobody out. Masson represents the potential tying run. That one's fouled top of the screen. It bounces up and into the crowd. One and one. That one off the plate outside. 2-1 now the count. Blue Jays looking for their second comeback win of this series. They tied up the game and took the lead in the eighth in game one. Coming back from 5-0 down. Caught and a miss. Abiezel swinging out of his shoes on that one. Now 2-2. Last night, the Blue Jays got out to an early 3-0 lead. Gave up two in the bottom half of that inning. St. Lucie finally tied it up in the sixth. And the Blue Jays in the seventh went off for another three, winning that ball game 6-4. That one off the plate. Now another full count. One on, nobody out here. Top half of the eighth inning. Masson represents the potential tying run. Righty kicks, fires. That one lifted left side, up and out of play. Ramirez fights it off and stays alive. There goes Masson. Cut at and miss. Throw down to second. He's going to get him. Strike him out. Throw him out. Ramirez down swinging. Masson out at second base. Big play there by the Mets infield. Villalobos to Luis Castillo. Just like that, two down, bases empty, first pitch to Nick Deschamps. He checks his swing. Did he go around? He did not. That one in on the hands, fouled off left side, now 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, up and out. Two balls and a strike now. That one off the plate. Now a 3-1 count. Three straight three-ball counts to start off this inning for Sal Garcia. Caught and a miss. Now three straight full counts to start off the inning. Garcia has started four games. He does have length. Up to 37 pitches, but it's not an issue for him. Full count, two down. That one in and out of the glove of Villalobos. He double bobbled it. Either way, once it bobbles once in the air, no longer counts as a foul tip. Now 3-2. That one off the plate outside. Deschamps draws the walk. Second time he's been walked tonight. That puts the potential tying run aboard again. First pitch misses down low to Gene Arnaez. 1-0. That one low and outside corner. Called a strike, now 1-1. One ball, one strike. Ready, kicks, fires. That one lifted towards center. Coming in is Williams, and he's able to get to it, and Settle make the grab for out number three. So the Blue Jays leave the tying run aboard. We'll head to the bottom half of the eighth. St. Lucie's going to be looking for a couple extra insurance runs. Lazar Estrada back out for a second inning worth of work. Bottom of the eighth coming up when we return.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. It's meant to be, it'll be, baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, see where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, girl, I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl. Don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride.
We're back here, bottom half of the eighth. Kevin Villavicencio leading things off. First pitch, that one right up above my head. Bounces up. My gosh, first pitch of the inning. Almost came into my booth. Now the 0-1 by Estrada, that one fouled back to the screen. And it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. St. Lucie up by a run, trying to pad their lead. 4-3 here, bottom half of the eighth. Out of the windup, Estrada kicks, fires. That one lifted towards center, coming in as Roque now settles and makes the grab for out number one. Righty-righty matchup. Wilfredo Lara stepping in for the fourth time. He's 1-for-3. First pitch. Trying to check his swing. He ended up going around. It's 0-1. Reached on an error his last time up. Came around and scored on the two-run shot by Dairon Campos. The 0-1. That one in there. 0-2 now. Caught and a miss. Big hack at that 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Down swinging goes Lara, and that's two down in the inning. First pitch, cut at and missed. 95-mile-an-hour fastball again. Steady diet of fastballs here tonight from Lazaro Estrada. That one in there, now 0-2. And a cut and a miss. Another three-pitch strikeout. What a performance by Lazaro Estrada. Back-to-back, three up, three down innings to keep the Blue Jays to within one. We'll head to the ninth. The Blue Jays need a run. Top of the order coming up on Angel Del Rosario. Roque Salinas and Tucker Thoman all due up in the ninth. Blue Jays need one to keep it going. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network live here in Port St. Lucie at Clover Park.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad. Sleep to late nights, sitting alone. Conversations with a stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use. Or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space? And I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, yeah, now I can't escape. Nothing happens after two. It's true, it's true, my bad. Tension ends when the good times start. Falling over everything to reach the first time spark. It started on a neon light and then it all got dark. I only know how to go too far.
We're back here, top half of the ninth. Blue Jays need a run. Angel Del Rosario, top of the order, leading things off. He's reached his last three times up to the plate. Now first pitch, that one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start it off. Sal Garcia back out for his third inning worth of work. Trying to finish out a three-inning save. Delero cuts, misses at that slider. Now an 0-2 count. Del Rosario, Salinas, and Toman. Top third of the order all due up in this half inning. Blue Jays need a base runner now. Delero down 0-2. And the pitch. Fouled off right side, up and out of play. No balls, two strikes. Garcia kicks, fires, trying to check his swing, but he went around. That pitch up and in. Delero couldn't hold up, and he goes down swinging. Strikeout number four on the night for Sal Garcia. Now Roque Salinas stepping in. Righty-lefty matchup. Garcia kicks, fires, first pitch up and out. The 1-0, that one fouled off. One ball, one strike. Fouled back. Now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Tucker Toman waiting on deck. Garcia comes set. The pitch. Fouled off again. Roque stays alive. A ball and two strikes here, top half of the ninth. A 4-3 ball game. Blue Jays need a run. Garcia trying to close this game out. The 1-2 again. That one lifted towards right. It was in on the hands. Didn't get the barrel. Paz settles a bit in front of the track and makes the grab for out number two. Now two down, base is empty for Tucker Toman. He'll bat from the left side here against Sal Garcia. Righty-lefty matchup. Toman, 1-for-3 on the day with a single and a run scored, also reached on a walk. First pitch, that one in there. 0-1 to start him off. Blue Jays trying to come back and win their fourth consecutive ball game. The 0-1. Foul tip. Staying in the mid of Villalobos now. Dunedin down to their last strike. An 0-2 count. And the pitch. That one off the plate outside. One ball, two strikes. Garcia comes set. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. Down swing and goes home, and that will end it. So the Blue Jays, short little win streak, ends at 3. St. Lucie gets a win in this series. Their first win of the series. It's now 2-1 in favor of Dunedin. That'll do it here. Final lines are as follows. Your Blue Jays scored 3 runs on 5 hits. They committed 1 error. The Mets scored 4 runs on 7 hits. They committed 0 errors. The win goes to Luis Montas. The loss to Pat Gallagher. And the save goes to Sal Garcia, his second of the year. That'll end things for us here tonight. We are back tomorrow for game four. Same time, same place, 6:10 first pitch. Coverage will begin here at about 5:55. We appreciate you guys tuning in tonight and, as always, throughout this series and this season. Can't wait to have you back tomorrow for game four of this series. We'll see you tomorrow at about 5:55. St. Lucie wins 4-3.
Doesn't this guitar sound so good? So sweet.
Living in this big blue world with my head up in outer space. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. When I see trouble come my way, I'll be making lemonade. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K.
Hey, little lady, I know you're feeling crazy. Woo! All your other friends are busy making them babies. Been out in the real world, don't like how it's tasting. Let me change your mind. Sugar in my water, cause we make it minute. Forget all the hate, do a shimmy shake. Put the pedal to the metal on the interstate.
Living in this big blue world, with my head up in outer space. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. When I see trouble come my way, I'll be making lemonade. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. I know I'll be
down throws. And good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Jason, he's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. horses on these small town roads. Cause round here it's all about the people that you know. And I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Davidson County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in. But when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do.
You can call me if you need someone. I'll pick up the pieces if you come undone. Painting stars up on your ceiling, cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, yeah. You know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold.
Take my hand and hold.